Listening. Expert advice. Speaker 1. Hiro Tanaka.
Very often, I find Japanese people's interaction to be very monotonous, including their facial expression. So sometimes I encourage them to smile, and it works very well. A person may know their job very well and be intelligent, but when that person smiles, the personality comes out. I think smiling helps a lot.
Speaker 2. Nikki King.
Well, the first tip is always to study the history of a country before you start, because I don't believe you can understand the country's culture until you understand its history. You understand its DNA, what made it what it is. I think that's really, really important. I think you must try and learn the language, even to a small degree. And I think the other thing is to watch very carefully and listen to the way people are dealing with you, because it's quite a good pointer on the way you should be dealing with them.
Speaker 3. Charlie Pepiat.
Is it true when people meet somebody for the first time, they'll use the kind of pre-meeting chat time, the small talk preceding the meeting, quite strategically in order to gauge the other person's English? Is that right?
Yes. I think rather than people finding out about people's background and interests, which might be the typical context for a meeting amongst native speakers, you find that people spend the first few minutes just feeling out the ability with which they can communicate with each other in English.